We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls wrestling. Atlantic will be heading to the state wrestling tournament on the girls' side this week. We'll have coverage on Thursday and Friday here on KSOM. Three Trojans are going, and we're talking now with Leah Thomas for Atlantic girls wrestling here on KSOM. So, Leah, congratulations. How's it feel to get the opportunity to go to state?
It feels awesome. I'm just real excited to see the team work this progress and stuff.
Yeah, so you're at 155 pounds with a record of 21-10. At one point, I think it was just after the first of the year, your record was 9-9.
Yeah.
So you've now won like around 12 of your last 13 matches. What has been the difference for you here, you know, going from 9-9 to 21-10? It's a pretty impressive run you've been on.
I think it's just effort, attitude, and really working with my partners as much as I can. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, did you feel like you needed to change something up, or did you need to work on something? Or
I definitely think I was needing to work on just better shots, being aggressive on top and bottom, and really working my wrestling moves that I know.
Yeah. Were you thinking at the start of the season that going to the state tournament was a possibility, was a chance for you?
I really didn't think so. I thought I was going to miss it by a long shot, but here I am.
So, yeah. So, but you win by a long shot. What was that like to go through the regional tournaments and kind of dominate like you did?
Yeah, pinned my way through. It was pretty cool. Definitely surreal. I don't know. It was crazy. Didn't think I was going to place my first year of high school girls wrestling, but yeah.
I mean, a pin in 22 seconds, a pin in 3:17, and then a pin in 33 seconds. That's just incredible. You must have taken some people by surprise, but what, take me through those matches and how that progressed for you.
Just really working hard on it. I mean, harping on the stuff I want to be good at, but I definitely don't think they were expecting a freshman to beat on them up, but you know, just really working hard.
Yeah. Was it tough when you first took the mat at the start of the year, just adjusting to varsity competition?
Oh yeah, it was a lot different from my middle school season. I had to change some of the stuff I did. Some of my favorite shots became some of my not good ones, and I had to learn some new things. Definitely a work in progress still.
Yeah, but did you feel like your confidence grew as the season wore on?
I definitely think my confidence grew.
Yeah. So now you're a sixth seed at 155. I mean, have you looked at your bracket? Have you thought much about, you know, some of the competition you're going to have to face at state?
Yeah, I looked at my bracket. I was thinking through it, looking in my matches, and just rewatching film, thinking about walking through my head just how I want these matches to go, how I want to place, how the effort and attitude's going to be when I get there.
What's it like to go there with these two other girls as well, a strong threesome from Atlantic?
Oh, it's awesome. I've been wrestling with these guys for a long time, and just it feels good to get them on the podium with me.
Yeah. What do you feel like you've learned have you learned anything about yourself wrestling this first year?
I definitely didn't know I could get that aggressive on some of these girls and just really working hard on these moves.
Yeah. It's a great achievement. I mean, to be an underdog and to get, do you feel like maybe you flourished into that role? Like nobody thought I could do this, and here I am and I did it.
Yes, I was told by some people that I had to change my whole way of wrestling. I kept working on my moves and just doing everything I needed to work and perfect them.
So, have you been to state as a spectator in the past, or?
No, I haven't. Just AAU.
Okay, so what are you expecting in terms of atmosphere and everything like that at the state tournament?
Some real good crowds and a lot of hard wrestling.
And so what's going to be the key for you to try and get on that podium this year?
Staying aggressive, keeping a good mindset, sticking the moves that I know, and just not let them dog on me.
Well, Leah, congratulations, and we'll be following you at state here with reports and live play-by-play throughout the tournament. So best of luck. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Leah Thomas, a freshman for Atlantic. She'll be at the Girls State Tournament. We'll follow her along the two-day tournament, February 6th and 7th, right here on KSOM.